This is Dr. Patadia dictating the consult on Esther Encurio. The last name of the patient is Encurio. A for Apple, N for Nancy, C for Charlie, U, R, I for India, O. First name Esther, E for Europe, S for Sam, T for Tom, H for House, E for Europe, R. The date of the consult is September 12, 2023, period, Niperacraft. She's an 85-year-old female patient who comes for cardiac evaluation in view of her past myocardial infarction, which happened 3 times in the past, and she has a permanent pacemaker, period. The patient does have a memory problem, and history is obtained from the friend who came with the patient, period. New paragraph. She gives history that she would get short of breath on walking about 2 to 3 blocks, and her functional capacity has decreased over last 1 to 2 years by more than 50%, period. She denies having any chest pain, comma, chest tightness, comma, chest heaviness, or a chest discomfort, period. No history of dizziness or syncope, period. No history of any palpitation, cough with expectoration, comma, edema of feet, or a bleeding tendency, period. See, new paragraph. She had a fall in month of May 2023, period. She was taken to the emergency room where emergency evaluation and workup did not show any significant abnormality, period. She does give history of some dry cough, which she thinks is due to post-nasal drip, period. No history of bleeding problem or GI problem, G capital, period, I for India capital, period. New paragraph. Past history. History of hypertension and hypercholesterolemia, period. She is receiving treatment for her hypertension, period. She gives history of 3 previous myocardial infarctions, and the last one was on March 2020, period. No history of cerebrovascular accident, period. History of memory problem, and she does go to memory care center for the help, period. No history of any rheumatic fever, comma, scarlet fever, comma, tuberculosis, comma, bronchiasma, comma, kidney or liver problem, period. History of COVID infection, CO, V for Victor, I for India, D for David infection, 3 times in the recent past, period. Patient hypertension and hypercholesterolemia is for 5 years and she's on treatment, period. She does have a history of rheumatoid arthritis, period, history of chronic renal failure, and for which she is seeing nephrologist, period. New paragraph. Allergy none, period, new paragraph. Social history, patient does not smoke, period, does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, periodny paragraph, family history, nothing contributory, periodny paragraph. The personal history is 5'2" tall, period. Her weight is 120 pounds, period. According to the patient, her weight has remained same for last 1 to 2 year, period. New paragraph. Family history, nothing contributory, period. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period, pupil equal, and react to the light, period, no pallor, sinuses or clubbing, period, no JVP, edema, cough, tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except both dorsal speed is 2/4, and both posterior tibial 1/4, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. New paragraph. Blood pressure in both superior extremity, 130/130/64 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. The cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth intercostal space within midclavicular line, normal in character, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is a ejection systolic click and ejection systolic murmur 2/6 in the aortic area, period. No S3, period, no S4, period, and no other heart murmur noted, period. New paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALS or ronchi, period. New paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period. New paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period. New paragraph. The EKG shows normal sinus rhythm, left axis deviation, most likely old inferior wall myocardial infarction, and antroseptal wall myocardial infarction. The new paragraph analysis. In view of patient's shortness of breath on mild activity like walking about 2 blocks, with the previous history of myocardial infarction, and EKG suggesting possibility of left ventricular systolic dysfunction, the plan is to do echocardiogram and to evaluate for myocardial function and any structural wall problem, period. Depending on the results of the test, further management will be planned, period. Plan is to get a lab, L for Larry, A for Apple, B for Boy, from primary care physician, period. In the meantime, she is advised to continue same medicine, and depending on the results of the workup and her clinical course, further management will be planned, period. The above suggestion were explained to the patient and the friend, and they agreed, period. There are no further questions, period. New paragraph. Face-to-face, more than 70 minutes were spent in consultation, coma, clinical evaluation, and advice about the workup to evaluate the left ventricular systolic function. And plan is to get previous record from her previous cardiologist period. New paragraph. Initial impression number one, progressive shortness of breath with decrease in functional capacity of about 50% or more in last 6 months period. Next line number two, ischemic cardiomyopathy period. Next line number three, history of three previous myocardial infarction in last few years period. Next line number four, ischemic cardiomyopathy period. Next line number five, systolic and diastolic congestive heart failure, which is compensated at present. Number six, hypertension. Number seven, chronic renal insufficiency. Next line number eight, hypercholesterolemia period. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Pataria. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Pataria.